Buttons a bag.
Spinning around.
A pinwheel bag?
No, wait, that's pinwheels that go spinning around. Sorry.
I pressed the button, come see what I found.
That makes sense.
I did not understand that.
That makes sense.
Sounded like you said with a mouthful.
Yeah, I was holding my needle.
Gotcha. Are we all prepared to go? I haven't heard from Eo for several minutes.
I'm here.
Okay. Just making sure.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And the first thing we hear is me thinking Ellie with no context whatsoever.
Oh, no. The first thing we heard was Beth singing Button.
Oh. Sorry about that.
All right. Then here's where I'll start the thing. Well, it's Sunday night, and you know what that means. That means it would be time for Star Wars, except we moved that to Fridays and moved Plus Ultra to Sundays. So it would be time for Plus Ultra, except we're not doing that this week. Instead, we're doing a one-shot.
And all of this makes no sense to the listeners.
That's their problem. We'll catch up. We trust the listeners to be able to catch up. Sorry.
I'm sorry to have interrupted.
There will be room for commentary. I've made space for it in the introduction. Tonight, I am joined by Crash, whom you've heard, and Beth, whom you've heard, and Eo, whom you haven't.
Hello.
And now you have. And tonight, we are going, well, the Supers game went to Plus Ultra. So tonight, Plus Ultra is coming to the Supers game. It's your second week at Moe's Academy for the Delinquent and Disturbed. No relation. And you, my dear players, are the Delinquent and Disturbed. Each of you has come here, by choice or otherwise, to reform you, to mold you, to turn you into a better kind of person for certain values of that term. Your family and friends were concerned about you. And the headmistress, tall, slender, brown hair, minimalist glasses, pencil skirt, assured them that at Moe's Academy for the Delinquent and Disturbed, you would reach your full potential. You saw their do it. You've also seen the headmistress once you got back onto campus. Tall, slender, blue skin, hair the color of midnight, tail and horns, and one red eye ringed with gold, with an office at the top of a tower that seems different every time you look at it. And some of you might have started wondering what you got yourselves into. It's your second week, and you've been through orientation and have started your classes. Many of these are less unlike your previous schooling than you'd prefer. For example, Evil Laughter 101 has been mostly vocal warm-ups so far, and you haven't been allowed to do any evil laughing at all. Go on, get the evil laughing out of your system.
No, I don't like that. Worse.
No, that... Yeah, sorry, that was bad.
One second. There's a lawyer
awkward.
Here.
Do we actually have to, like, laugh? I mean, no one's told an evil joke, so, you know, the evil laughter seems a little strained here.
I believe we're actually
And the less said about the science labs, the better, as it turns out. And the less said about the science labs, the better. As it turns out, it's not you performing the experiments. But Intro to Workplace Ethics, or How to Keep Your Minions Showing Up, has been genuinely interesting. And you're just coming to the end of your third class session in Basics of Color Theory. It's a prerequisite for Costume Design 206.
I don't need color theory. I just use black and white.
Fine. My costume manifests itself, unfortunately.
I have this whole introduction written.
Sorry.
You're all on one side of the class. You didn't manage to snag the coveted back corner closest to the door, but you're pretty close. And one of you has heard that there's something interesting to do off campus. Not chaos, not mayhem. You were told during orientation, always remember, if you're going to wreak havoc, get class credit for it. But nonetheless, an activity that all of you can enjoy. Mini golf. Galaxy Putt is only a few miles away and is open until midnight. You all have the rest of the afternoon free. It'll be a good chance to build bonds, show off that evil laughter you've been warming up for, again, and figuring out which of your powers can best be used to cheat without anyone noticing. And hey, you might win a plastic spider ring. But first, let's go around the room and introduce ourselves. Now is when you start talking.
The teacher has asked us to introduce ourselves. The entire class decides to not raise their hand or make any set of movements, lest that be mistaken for volunteering to introduce themselves to the class.
I'm Suzanne Sky. I'm the Dawn Commander, but don't think that means I'm not going to be a supervillain. I know the Dawn Commander was a superhero and, like, saved the world from that extra-dimensional invasion and stuff, but I have the earring now, and I'm the Dawn Commander, and I'm going to be a supervillain. And no one will make me go to extra-dimensional diplomatic stuff.
Thumbs up.
How about you, the young person who just gave a thumbs up?
Siller. Hi. There are any shadows around here, are there? Darn. Hi, yeah. Siller. I'm, you know, cool. That's what I do. I'm cool. So, that's why I'm lounging in my chair like this. It's cool, and I meant to do this. And my parents are not worried about me at all, and they totally don't care about the genetic engineering experiment thing I did, and it's not my problem if they are, which I'm sure they're not. I'm cool. They're cool. They better be cool with it. Hi. So this is my seatmate over here. I mean, not my seatmate, but like right next to me. So points at Buck.
Young man.
What?
Would you care to introduce yourself to the class?
Oh. Hi.
Buck looks back down at their pocket computer.
That's saying hi, not introducing yourself.
Well,
you're supposed to say what you want people to call you.
Oh, hi. Don't call me.
You said it.
I did. I did say it. Yes.
I want these awkward silences to be canon. This is a classroom environment. This teacher knows this pain.
Yes. Yes, they do.
So, what's your name?
Oh, Bug. I mean, I've got a actual name, but everyone calls me Bug.
Do you control insects?
Oh, that would be so cool. No, I just, you know, I look at machines and I think about how they could be better. And sometimes they tell me how they can be better. And then I make them better. And then sometimes people yell at me for making them better. And words like property damage and casualties get thrown around.
You could build a machine to control insects.
I probably could, if the machine wants to do that.
Why wouldn't it?
Sometimes machines want to do other things, like destroy three houses, specifically three specific houses, acquire love and affection. Well, that was a Teddy Ruxpin doll. It was weird. I try not to talk to Teddy Ruxpin dolls anymore. They've been through a lot. I'm not a licensed therapist. And sometimes they want to explode, which is a little awkward.
You only get to do that once. Well, yay, yes. We're free.
But, well, the awkward thing is...
All right.
Like, oh, I'm done. Okay, good.
Read chapter 2 before next class session.
Chapter 2? Right.
Real quick, the ebook version has different page numbers than the paper version. Is that going to be a problem in this class? Or...
No, they're the same chapters. They're just on different pages.
Okay. Thank you.
Freedom!
You are free to do as you please.
On the way out the door, Bug is going to turn towards Siller and say,
do you have to say you just wear white and black every class? I'm pretty sure that takes a year off of the teacher's life every time you say it.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's this whole thing about negative space and you know, color and how much where you put it and all that stuff, but yeah, basically. I mean, why else would you say it every class if not to terrorize the teacher, right?
I mean, it's not that you're saying it to terrorize the teacher, it's that, you know, there's so much more variety. I mean, depending on which theory you're going with, black and white can both be seen as the combination of all colors. So technically, you're wearing a rainbow.
I don't think the teacher's going to try to say that to me.
No, I'm saying you say that to the teacher.
I'll think about it.
So has anyone been to Galaxy Pup before?
I don't remember. I feel like we should have been. Maybe I dreamed it. It was probably all a dream.
I've only ever done mini golf on one of the apps on my pocket computer. I mean, on somebody else's computer altogether. I don't have any games on my pocket computer. Please do not ask to borrow it.
Why would I want to borrow your pocket computer? If I want a game, then, you know, I'll just figure out where you got it from and download it from there, right?
Yeah. Download it from there. Mm-hmm. Good idea. You're smart.
Now, do you play mini golf on a computer?
It's a game where you turn the arrow towards the hole or whatever you need to bounce out the ball off of, and then you pull back a little bit for setting the power, and then you let go, and then the ball goes off the edge into the void, over and over and over again.
Is that like soothing or something?
I don't know if it was supposed to be.
Do you find it soothing?
I don't play it anymore.
Oops. So, no?
I don't have the budget to buy a new screen right now.
So, no.
Download Neverputt for Linux today. This is an actual game that you can install and have the ball fly off of the board over and over and again. I mean, it's actually quite playable. But for those with skill, it is quite playable.
Concern.
I installed it on my lab computers for my students to use. Also, I have learned that I cannot get through these doors. They are...
That's weird.
They are positioned at the border between two tiles, it looks like.
Oh, I bet I know what happened.
Beth's character is askew.
All right, fine. I'll straighten up.
I didn't say you had to be. Look, solidarity.
Yeah, well, walking diagonal is kind of weird. Oh, hey, I can see through that door, that room, too. Fun with walls.
Yeah, because I had to take a wall away.
Yep.
So, mini golf? Mini golf. Great.
Mini golf.
I guess. Yeah, sure, let's go do some mini golf. I feel like is there a putter in my room? I think there's a putter in my room. I don't know where it came from. I may have just picked it up. It's reasonably shiny.
No. Suzanne is actually upside down.
Okay. The exits are to the south.
Oh.
We've been going north the whole time.
Wrong way.
While our characters spend 5 years traversing this wonderfully scaled map, no notes. I love this map. And there my character goes, whee! It's worth noting that Bug is rather short for a human his age. His pronouns are he, him. But he is human in the way that Nobby Knobs from Discworld is considered human. And Discworld, Terry Pratchett does not really go into more detail about Nobby Knobs not being considered human. It leaves that up to the reader's imagination. The main detail I'm going to give for Bug beyond 4 foot tall if he stands on tiptoes is the eyes are disproportionately large for the size of his head and not in the cool anime way. They kind of bug out a little bit. He also likes to wear overalls because they're practical and tends to have a t-shirt on underneath the overalls. He is never seen without his backpack, which is full of mostly tools and duct tape and WD-40. Oh, wow. It's nighttime already. None of the streetlights are on. We learned earlier that the doors to the outside actually take you off the map.
Oops.
This is great. I love this, actually.
Oh, no.
Oof.
Mini golf.
A map. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. The trash cans look like spacesuit helmets that have had the face paint removed, so somebody died horribly in the vacuum of space, asphyxiating while the air in their lungs and the moisture in their lungs boiled off. Neat.
Yeah, that happens.
I'm worried about you two. I'm just so worried about you two. That's gruesome. Remind me that
I've never seen it happen.
I am not going to space today.
What, didn't you get the spacesuit lecture?
That was during orientation.
I mean, I don't think it was part of the proper orientation. It was the science lab, and the science teacher was on a bit of a tangent.
No, not that spacesuit lecture. You know, the spacesuit safety lecture. That doesn't come up for
most people. Right, I'm going to shut my mouth. Okay. No, that did not come up for me at any time that I can recall.
I've had to give it to others. My parents were very impressed with my knowledge.
That's good to hear.
Then they banned me from building rockets in the backyard for 5 years, minimum.
Well, that seems a little unfair if you actually know how to be safe in your spacesuit.
They were worried maybe that there'd be passengers who did not know.
Well, that's why you're supposed to, I mean, that's why you give the safety lecture, right? You know, like stewardesses on airplanes?
I was going to start with lab animals.
The lab animals do not understand how to do spacesuits. Unless you've, you know, like, artificially boosted their brains.
Bug makes a notation in his pocket computer. Then walks up to the counter here.
I'm just making sure that you've loaded in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have at least.
Yes, I was asking Beth, because Beth hasn't moved.
Bug has walked up to the counter for Galaxy Mini Golf, or Bug has already forgotten the name after having walking past the sign.
Welcome to Galaxy Putt, home of an out-of-this-world adventure. Hey, I had a dream about people who look like you. Am I psychic?
Could be.
I hear there's a school for that.
I can honestly say I've never seen you before.
For the record, Bug's forehead is visible over the countertop, but Bug cannot see over the countertop.
That's what I figured.
Anyway, three, please.
Three what?
Three mini golfs?
Letters? Yeah, three mini golfs.
Tickets, I think.
Okay.
Do you do they tap?
Turn around, rummage behind the counter, and start pulling out golf balls and matching putters.
Imagine, if you will, a small hand reaching over the counter, smacking at empty countertop space, trying to find anything. And possibly knocking things off of the counter.
It takes you about 15 seconds. Okay. Go ahead, Siller.
I'll get it for you, Bug. Don't worry. It is unclear why Siller hangs around someone so desperately uncool as Bug. It is possibly because Siller's coolness rating in their black and white outfit with little mask and whatnot, their coolness goes up like 10,000 times. Yeah, from the proximity.
It's high contrast.
Sorry. Yes.
Like black and white.
Like their... Exactly. Like their outfit.
You were paying attention in color theory.
Just because Siller is obnoxious and pretends not to pay attention does not mean Siller is not paying attention. Some of the colors can get very shiny.
So, normally I dislike the default icon in Foundry, but the idea that this disaffected teenager is wearing a hoodie. It fits. This time it really fits.
Yep.
The teenager rings you up and hands over the putters and balls. The balls and the putters are supposed to go together, but you can do what you want with them. I'm not your boss.
I am legally obligated to inform you that you did tell us we can do what we want with them.
Within reason.
Additions to the contract are not necessarily viable.
Okay.
Okay, Marvin, you got it. Come on, let's go.
Your cooperation is appreciated.
The pocket computer is swung around attempting to do tap to pay.
I think Siller's already got it.
Siller will help with that.
Ah, yes, they ring you up. You're all set. Have fun.
Yay! Seems plausible, anyway.
Bug immediately drops the colored ball assigned to Bug and uses the putter to knock the ball towards whichever direction Bug thinks they should be going in.
Okay. Well, the path does seem to take you to the north.
North it is.
Which on this map is up.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bug goes to the south to get the ball and then knocks it north.
Come on. Okay, so...
Oh my god, I think I saw them in my dreams last night. I think I'm psychic. Do you... They said something about a school? Do you know anything about a school? This fades as you walk away from the stand.
All right, so my
score is there is a little currently... practice putting green to your left.
My score is...
get the feel of the putter.
Currently 5.
I swear I think I've got one of these under my bed, holding up the putter, thoughtful. Okay, let's see how this works.
You've been here before, or been to a different mini golf. Wait, are we supposed to score every time we hit the ball? Because there's a spot for this hole, but there isn't a spot for getting to the hole.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I'll just make another column over here.
Yeah, I think that's how that'll be best.
How mini golf works.
You hit the little ball towards the little hole. Sometimes things get in the way, and then you lie to everyone about how many times you had to hit the ball. It's just like regular golf.
You lie lower.
Although, afterwards, you get ice cream instead of alcohol.
Sounds about right to me, yeah.
A four-person family also playing mini golf at the moment. They're on hole 10.
Okay, let's give this little putter a tap and see how the practice green works.
Oh my gosh, I just went over to see the Modern Family.
Yeah.
My mental image has them all playing mini golf while still doing the group hug.
Makes sense to me.
Eek.
They're taking up exactly 4 squares on the map, too.
So many concerns. So, what difficulty is, you said I could use the fast punch light weapon for putters, so.
This is not a particularly difficult mini golf course. I'm going to say unless you roll a 1, you probably, well, actually.
At least for this one?
Actually, let's make it interesting. Uh-oh. Difficulty goes up by 1 per hole.
Oh.
So this difficulty is 0.
Also, okay. Is everyone still seeing my measurement on there?
Yes.
Because I cannot make it go away.
That
should go away as soon as I stop clicking. There we go.
And yeah.
Fighting with Foundry is now checked off on the bingo card.
Dun, dun, dun.
But that is... I keep grabbing the wrong one, too, and measuring radius. That's 9 meters. Which, if we look at the cheat sheet, is short distance.
Okay. With a 17, you easily get it in with a difficulty of 0.
And according to this, I do 1 additional damage to the green. Oops.
I don't think we need to do the damage.
It was like that when we got here. Are we all in agreement to that?
Yeah.
Probably not. Okay. I think we're supposed to not scuff up the AstroTurf.
I thought this was painted asphalt.
The path is painted asphalt. The green is astroturf. There is actual plant life, which this was originally like a blasted alien landscape. And then people said it was, quote, depressing. And so they put in some greenery in between the holes and some water.
Now my headcanon, which is just my headcanon, is shifting towards... This was a blasted alien landscape because of something that the Dawn Commander's mom went through in this location.
That's entirely possible.
And they were just like, well, we can't fix this, so mini golf anyone? All right, well.
So much concern.
I made a roll, Siller made a roll.
Okay, DC.
I think that's a city.
Well, I'm going to try out nicknames on you till one sticks.
An 8 is fine. You have all defeated the practice green challenge. Now it's time to actually play the game.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bug walks to the actual hole 1, still measuring because, of course, I'm in the wrong setup, with the golf club held over his shoulder. He's super confident that everything is going to go well from here. Clearly, rolling that 17 meant that he's an expert on this. He will show you how it's done. The player is looking forward the sharp learning curve that is approaching.
Yes. You want to go first?
Which person are you asking?
Buck, you want to go first or?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. I'm going to use my power shift and dexterity for this. Oh, I have... No light weapons. Wait, no, I've got fast punch. I'll make a roll with that. What are the hazards on this particular one? I see it looks like a U-shaped water hazard?
Yep.
There's a little pond, but there's a wall around it.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yes. There is a sign on the pond that says, do not get balls in pond.
How many balls are currently in the pond?
None. The sign was put up by the employees who have to fish them out.
Ah, I could help with that. Anyway, I've rolled an 11.
Okay. You succeed.
Well, yeah, this one is difficulty 1, according to what you've stated. And Siller also makes the roll with a fast punch.
Yes.
Not so... Sorry, it's not
difficulty 1. It's target number 1.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I still have beat difficulty 1. Barely.
Yes, the difficulty doesn't go up that sharply.
Oh, we're rolling attacks.
Well, in the session 0, Ellie said... Way. Yeah, so...
11 points of damage inflicted.
The water hazard will slowly fill in over time.
Yes. Siller and Dawn, it takes you both 2 shots to get into the hole. Bug, you got a hole in 1.
Obviously, it's all that math and calculations and stuff.
I just told the ball that that's its home. Doesn't it want to go to its home?
Apparently. Apparently, the ball... does in fact desire to phone home.
Oh, no, it doesn't have any telecommunications additions yet.
I noticed the yet.
By the way, the ball is not a machine, so even though Bug is a weird mechanical adept with technology flavor who talks to machines, he can't actually talk to the ball, but he pretends.
Aw. Okay. Going past the blighted landscape there with... and onto the next path, watching carefully. Oh, there's the family over there. Okay, good. They're
yes.
On the other side of the blighted landscape. Excellent. You're keeping track.
It might come up.
It might.
Dawn, are you following?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hole in One.
I mean, I went first last time. It should be someone else's turn to go first.
All right.
Your turn. Yeah.
That's a 16.
Yes.
That's going to beat target number 2 by just a little bit.
Especially since it's eased.
Indeed. Dawn, you have successfully sunk a hole in one. You got a bank shot around the pond. Which, again, is nice. Walled. If you see water in the middle of a green, it's walled off.
Okay. So, cue ball in the corner pocket. 18.
You also get a hole in one, Siller.
Ooh. Kapoing. Like pinball, kind of. Or pool. Definitely like pool. But you're supposed to sink your cue ball instead of keep your cue ball out of the sink.
Yes.
Pocket.
Bug and the sink. A little concerned. Bug was the best golfer here, but you two are very quickly catching up to Bug if Bug doesn't show off appropriately. So Bug's going to try to go for an aerial shot for this one and avoid needing to ping pong around, which has no effect, I believe, on the mechanics unless the GM says otherwise. But
it is going to increase the difficulty, but...
Yes, wonderful. I am for this.
Instead of bouncing off the walls, you're going to try to hit it over the wall?
Well, that would be target number 12, difficulty 4.
Yes. You chip the ball into the air. It sails across the sort of the dip in the kidney-shaped...
green.
Green rolls just to the edge of the hole and stops.
Oh.
You know that gif of the small child that throws a temper tantrum when the ball doesn't go in the hole when they're golfing? Bug doesn't want to do that, but Bug is thinking about it.
Bad luck. Must have been too much air resistance.
Good. I think there's a cross breeze, and this is a wiffle ball.
Well, tap it in.
Bink. No problem.
Bink.
Bink.
Okay.
In fact, you didn't even need the second roll.
Well, you never know. One might have happened.
That's true.
Okay. Bug, is this your turn to go first?
I went first 2 times ago. You went first 3 times ago.
Okay, my turn to go first. Got it. Okay. Roll on.
Looks like a straight run, except it's a bit of an incline, maybe.
pretty rough round there. Let's see if we make that one.
Is this particular run sloped?
It is.
It does look a little bit sloped, doesn't it?
It does. Up or down or both?
Up.
Figures. Okay. But
with a 13, you still manage to navigate the ball into the hole on the first shot.
Okay, who gets second? Bug, you went last time, so you get second this time?
I guess.
I don't know. Ooh.
That's a 3.
It takes you a couple shots to get that in.
No.
You get it in, but...
Your score.
I used up all my good putts at the practice round.
Yeah!
It's 3 shots to get the ball in for Bug.
The trauma.
There's still a chance that Bug will come out on top so long as everyone else screws this up.
Yeah, but you see, there's don't worry. There's always the lying part of it. You can always make it up with the lying part.
That's a 4.
Tom Commander, you are not sure that that's going to go in after the second shot. It teeters on the edge and then it tips it.
I am. So that was 2 shots for Dawn Commander?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I am totally okay with everything that's happening. This is very amusing to me.
Did I remember to do this one? Yeah, I did this one first, right? Okay. Ooh, this one's got a par 2, I bet.
Yeah, par 2 for this one.
Okay. So, is it us or is it Dawn back there who's doing the first shot on this one?
Bug's up first.
Bug's up first. Bug's on first.
Third base.
Then out.
That's a 10, beats difficulty 3.
It does. Okay. You successfully meet par. It's a 2-shotter for you.
Let's see you beat that.
I'll try and ricochet it off the wall there.
Okay.
14, beats diff 4. This may or may not actually work.
You'll at least
Bug is absolutely convinced that it won't. Right up until it goes in.
Woo! Bounce.
As it gets closer and closer to the hole, it's going slower and slower and slower and not exactly lined up with the hole. And then it gets right to the edge and just... Whoosh. So that was 100.
Did it work?
Yes. That was a hole-in-one.
I am not changing score to 1. That is not how that works.
The hole score does not go down to 1.
Not until the final hole, and that'll be Bug's score. Hi. That's a nat 20.
That's a hole in one.
Yeah, that's definitely a hole in one.
Yeah. Woo. Dawn Commander has squared up, turned their hips just so, and tapped the ball in exactly the right way. It does a double ricochet.
Ping, ping, pong.
That is not what I meant to do.
It's not only a hole in one, it's a hole in one with style.
Oh, you have drawn the path of the ball on the map.
Yes, and it goes squarely into the hole.
Nice.
It even had a backspin. Dawn goes over to retrieve the ball, it's still spinning inside the little cup.
Yes. Good job.
I might be in last place, but that was really fun to watch.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thanks.
And as we come to the end of an hour of play, it is Bug with 8 strokes, Siller with 5, Dawn Commander with 6, and what do you say we take a short Dawn Commander?
Oh no. Uh-oh.
Not me.
The voice comes from over near the bathroom stalls.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
There is a group of 3 people who have just come in. You don't recognize any of them.
One of them has a stylish purple faceplate mask. One of them looks like they're ready to sing a K-pop song.
And with star ornaments in their hair.
One of them, their head is a star ornament. Like from a Christmas tree.
Yes. Yes.
With a face on it.
So, does anybody you know?
Not a clue. They seem to know me.
Star Jesus. Commander, why are you hanging out with these hoodlums and threatening that family? You should have been at... I think you went to the wrong Moe's, Star Commander. Dawn Commander.
Yeah.
All the talk about stars got me confused.
Sorry about that.
Funnier if it's in character and it's the one with the star forehead that said it.
Is that who's talking?
It is. It is the one who's talking.
Excuse me, are you calling me a hoodlum? Are you calling Bug a hoodlum?
I prefer ne'er-do-well, personally.
Bug, you don't even manage ne'er-do-well. Maybe you'll grow up for mad scientist.
My mom says I'm her little miscreant.
Okay, you might manage miscreant. Possibly. On good day. But hoodlum? I mean, a hoodlum would have like a bandana, maybe, and a denim jacket that it's got the sleeves ripped off and some tattoos or something, right?
I'm not old enough for a tattoo. Also, threatening the family? We haven't even asked them to play through. They're so far ahead of us. We haven't even done property damage.
And you're insulting my friends. We're friends, right?
Yeah, of course we're friends.
Yeah. I have friends?
Yeah,
we
sure.
know what villains get up to.
You do?
This is the one. This is the one with the gold star mask. He's about 6 foot tall. He's wearing a gold star shaped mask with a forehead gem, and his armored costume is scarlet and maroon. Next to him are a young woman who's about 5 feet tall, sitting in a, well, quote, sitting because she's actually floating about 2 feet off the ground, in a cross-legged position, medium dark skin, luminous eyes, long dark hair, lots of jewelries and loose clothing, and pretty much everything about her sparkles. And behind them on the ground is a young woman in a purple face mask and purple armor over black motorcycle leathers. Her black hair is tied back in a tight ponytail. And she, despite the mask, is successfully conveying, what are we doing here?
I want to know what the... That was what I was going to ask. What are you guys doing here? Who are you anyway?
Why, I am Atar, reincarnation of an ancient god. And, well, I thought we were going to be partners. Don Commander, you have no idea what he's talking about.
I have no idea
about
your color scheme.
Never met you in my life, dude.
Our color theory he said you were supposed to be partners, but his outfit is gold, red, and maroon. That's almost an analogous color scheme, but not enough to pass the class.
I'm wondering what the purple one's doing not at our place, because that is a more hoodlum outfit than mine. Thank you.
Yeah, it looks cool.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
I hunt and fight evildoers.
Okay, so
maybe they're an anti-hero.
I don't know. Yeah, that's probably it. They're probably an anti-hero. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
We all nod
drawn in
with
fist.
Our eyes closed.
See how Glister is remaining silent. This is between me and the commander.
No, it isn't.
Well, yes, it is. You were going to Moe's, so I went to Moe's. We were going to be partners.
What? The kind of class partner where you ditch and ghost your lab partner and make DC here do all the work?
No, in fact, I brought my lab partners with me.
Purple mask, you have my... You have my compassion here.
Fist and Glister just nod.
Yeah, they're apparently a mini golf course. Okay, I know how this works. I am, in fact, genre savvy. Go get your putt-putts and let's see who makes the best golf score.
What?
Isn't that why you showed up here?
No, we went to Moe's, the other one, the wrong one, first, and you weren't there. So then we followed your trail.
You left a trail? Dawn, you're going to get a lousy grade if you're leaving trails.
I can't help it. I'm shiny.
Yeah.
It's the glitter. It gets
everywhere. It's a handicap.
It's coarse.
Like sand. Like sand traps.
So you're here to yell at us.
I'm here to convince you to come to the right school and defeat you and take you back if I must.
I think that's called kidnapping.
No, kidnapping is what you're doing to that family. We're significantly more scared of you. See, someone has already mind-controlled them in your group.
None of us are psychics.
Do I have mind-control powers? Can I mind-control you to go away?
I think the person who sold us the tickets for mini-golf said that they had psychic powers, but We don't.
I rolled a 12. Can I psychically tell them to go away? Not having any psychic powers.
You can. They don't.
And come on, it's genre savvy. They're supposed to be able to play here. Are you people not even genre savvy? You didn't buy tickets, did you?
Genre savvy was on my curriculum, but I decided not to attend that class.
So, we don't cut our classes, and somehow we're the bad guys. You're technically delinquents.
It's not that I cut it. It's that I didn't add it to my schedule.
In your course schedule or on your personal schedule? Because those are different things.
My course schedule. I would never skip a class. We have a free period.
Is it a required course? I'm not familiar with the other most curriculum.
No.
Okay. I'm surprised.
Besides, it's an upper level course.
I'm taking notes.
Oh.
Bug is taking notes because he isn't sure, but he suspects that if he provides information about the other Moe's school acquired from work in the field, that some teacher's going to award extra credit for it.
All right. I see how this is going. You've made your appeal and I'm not coming back. This is my path in life now. So you can go and shove off.
Or buy tickets to play the mini golf, because technically you're trespassing if you haven't.
Oh, yeah. And stop trespassing. Or trespass better.
Lister is within the confines and not above where people could walk under her, is she?
No.
So, yep, they're all trespassing. If you can fly higher, Glister, maybe you're not trespassing if you're just, like, in the airspace. I don't think that's a problem. You think that's a problem?
I think there was a Supreme Court case that ruled that airspace is not part of the private property. It's for the common good.
Oh, right. I mean, she might get hit with a wiffle ball if she's not careful, but that's, like, her own hazard.
Also, it's illegal to fly too high in a populated area because then, like, helicopters and things and...
So
yeah, you gotta talk to flight control.
The best solution, then, would be to buy tickets. You should go over to the counter and find the person named Marvin. I think you said they were named Marvin.
Ask for totally three
mini-golfs. We'll play a bit slower so you can catch up and we can continue the conversation. Although it does sound like Dawn Commander has made their decision.
Atar, they really don't want to come with us. Yes, I think it's probably time that we leave.
Nonsense! They are the Dawn Commander. I am the reincarnation of the Avatar of the Morning Star. It is meant to be. So, if you will not come with me willingly, then have at you.
Excuse me, are you trying to date Dawn Commander?
Well, I thought we'd have a coffee first. And let's take a 5-minute break.
And that's why Maniacal Laughter is not as fun a course as you think it is when you first take it, because it's 2 weeks in and it's just been voice exercises.
Yeah, I don't get that. Why do they make you warm up? Half the point is that it's spontaneous.
Apparently, it's so that we don't end up sounding like we just eat the carton of cigarettes every morning by the time we're 20.
You don't? I have been misled once again.
We're live.
I would hope Bug, so.
Bug sheepishly walks away from the craft services table. Then runs back, grabs one more cookie, and then continues to walk back sheepishly from the craft services table.
I am already disappointed enough that Dawn Commander goes to the wrong Moe's, but finding out that she traffics with necromancers would be a bridge too far, and not the actual bridge that's between us.
Wait a minute. Were you expecting Dawn Commander to be at a tavern?
No.
I think I saw a documentary.
That's a different Mo.
How many Mo's are there?
Everyone in a group chat simultaneously does a facepalm emoji.
I mean, we could, like, get a phone book and look it up.
I feel like that might
be
tangenting.
Is this a bad time to say that I'm pretty sure there is at least one necromancer at the school?
I mean,
I think they're just a poser.
I thought they just didn't bathe frequently.
No, that That wouldn't be the necromancer. Necromancers are tidy, right?
Well, if they are, then the person I was thinking of is not a necromancer.
I mean, they might be a necromancer's, a friend that a necromancer made, you know?
Yeah, but they use complete sentences, so probably not.
Look, just because there's a stereotype about zombies does not mean that everybody who's a zombie has to talk like that, or that everybody who talks like that is a zombie.
Well, yes, but I don't have tell that class this it. Semester.
At the tell me about it, Bug realizes that there's three superheroes, for varying degrees of the word superhero, over there that we've just been ignoring in this conversation.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're still here. Did you buy your tickets yet? I thought you were going to go do that.
Very well. Fist, I don't have my wallet. Will you go buy some tickets so that we can get on with this?
Yeah, all right.
For the listeners at home, the name is Fist. THYSTE. Sometimes it sounds like fist, but it is not. They don't appear to be punchy at all.
I mean, they might be punchy some of the time. It's just that, you know, they don't want to be here. Or she doesn't want to be there. I don't know if we've caught everyone's pronouns.
Look, I'd say why me, but you've said why me really loudly. But, it seems like you've got a super team going. Is that not good enough?
Well, they're my lab partners. We work together until the end of the semester.
They're not even your friends?
But of course they're my friends. But they're also my lab partners. And sometimes friends don't work together. But you and I, Dawn Commander, we could be a team.
You're seriously trying to get Dawn Commander to go to the school dance with you or something?
I have heard nothing about a school dance. But I would not be averse to the idea.
Look, do you know how many people there are who I could ask to a school dance and be quite sure that they wouldn't take anything about it? You know, think it meant anything? Except, like, not having everybody go, oh no, you're so uncool, you can't get anyone to go with you to school dance?
Also, even for an alleged supervillain school, although I haven't seen signs of that yet, because I'm very distractible, they do tell us that no means no, and I believe you've been told no.
Uh-huh.
This is true. And if I ask Dawn Commander out, and she says no, I will leave it at that. However, I cannot discard the possibility that Dawn Commander has been brainwashed, or is otherwise being mind-controlled, or acting not of her own volition, and so I must take her back to Moe's to have her scanned.
So,
oh, come on, you really think I could get mind-controlled?
Hey, Dawn. Just a second. Huddle, quick huddle. Wave Bug over.
Come on, bring it in.
Want to do a quick huddle? Come on, quick huddle. Huddle. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
But Bug is trying to reach up to be part of the huddle.
Yes, okay. Put an arm down. Okay, yeah. Look, Fly Girl.
Yeah.
He wants to take you to the other school. What if we go along with this and get intel on the other
parents?
Look. If they call your parents, we'll get out. We'll scram out a window. I'm just saying that maybe we should play along, get intel on the other school, and bring it back. There's got to be a teacher who'll give us extra credit for this, right? That's why you're writing this stuff down, Bug, isn't it?
I'm uncomfortable with the idea of leaving the campus to go to an entirely different campus run by somebody else named Mo, without proper supervision.
Well, that's why we all three would have to go together. We'd let ourselves be captured. Oh, no.
I've heard things about that school. I hear their mascot is a rabid capybara.
Like with long ears and stuff?
No, rabid. Like bites you, and then you need lots of shots.
Are you sure you don't mean rapid? A really rapid fast? Capybara sounds like...
No, that was somebody else.
A superhero mascot.
No, this one drives a car.
I don't think they let you drive a car if you're rapid.
Well, but you if you drive a car, you are rapid.
I don't think it could be rabid because, like, there's supposed to be a hero school, right?
A driving capybara sounds pretty fast.
Yeah, I figured does it have a license?
Wait. I know this is very weird coming from me, but I think we're off topic again.
Oh, right, yeah.
Anyway, I can't go there. My parents might find out, things. I'm not 100% sure they,
they think you're actually, they think you're going to that one?
They might. I don't know.
Okay.
Or possibly that I got sent there to reform or something. I don't know. There was a little bit of an incident. We're ignoring the incident.
Was it a fun incident?
I'm good at ignoring incidents.
I threw a mic at a reporter.
Wait, that's an incident?
That's an incident?
I thought it was going to be way more severe than throwing a microphone. I mean, those things... Wait, how hard did you throw the microphone?
Was it a big
Someone
microphone?
Else might have been holding it at the time.
Okay, that works. That's pretty good.
Did you throw the microphone because you threw a person who was holding the microphone?
Maybe.
Oh,
if they were bugging you. Yeah. Sorry. No relation.
Well, that would be a microphone. Look, bottom line, you don't want to go to the other school.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to play mini golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, huddle's over. No, we're not going.
Bud goes over and gets ready to putt a ball.
Yep.
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted. Glister, what was I saying? Glister just shrugs.
This was the opportunity for that Modern Family to move further away, but they're still there.
They're pressed up against the rocks.
Yes.
You were trying to accuse me of being mind controlled because you're a jerk.
Sage nod.
You can't take no for an answer.
Well, if that is how you're going to be, then Dawn Commander, I challenge you to a duel.
Pretty sure those
are
illegal.
I have been informed that I should have been taking the genre savviness course. The duel is this. If my score is better than yours at the end of a round of mini golf, then you will come with me to the correct modes.
You already rejected the genre savvy duel. Too late. Offer's closed.
There was an offer?
Yeah, kinda.
And she'd do that? Yes. That's legal? You can turn down a duel?
Technically, if we accepted the duel, you could both get arrested.
And I can't just hit them all? No, you would get arrested.
You're going to the wrong Mo school for that.
And then you would be kicked out of school because you would have done a villain thing.
I might say yes to the hitting.
Ah.
But we're playing mini golf right now.
Oh,
so
we
should be hitting people.
We should be hitting balls with little sticks.
Uh-huh.
But not too hard because they're wiffle balls. And if they go an inch off the ground, a cross breeze will make it go very far away. I have learned.
Yeah. And if we fight in the mini golf course, we'll all get in trouble because we were not getting school credit for that.
And there is a sign that said no refunds.
Ah, yeah.
Bug, it takes you two shots to get the ball in the hole.
I continue to be a part of this conversation while putting my way through this very difficult course that had many hazards that are not currently visible on the map, but I'm sure they're there.
That's a 14.
You want
Those miscreants struck those innocent balls with those vile weapons.
Do you even know how to play mini golf?
So our school has several licensed therapists on staff. I'm fairly certain that yours does as well. You should probably get in touch with them. They can help.
And sometimes they wear shiny jewelry.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but they're right. Yes, you should talk to somebody. I talk to you. No, I mean, Glister closes her eyes and looks serene.
Look, just because we're both chosen champions of something doesn't mean we have anything in common, really. I mean, except that. But that's, like, the whole thing is kind of that that's not something we, you know, pick. It's not a hobby or whatever. It's just, like, sort of similar powers. Dawn, it's your turn to putt. Oh, right.
We both got...
Dawn Commander, Dawn Commander absent-mindedly drifting over the pond.
Over the, yep.
Well, that was rude. Yes.
That's a hole-in-one.
Yes, it was.
Nice. Yeah,
the 19 is a hole-in-one. Siller, you almost get a hole-in-one, but it takes you two shots.
3, 2, 1. Added to the shots.
Don't. Suzanne Sky does 3 extra points of damage to the green.
Yes. 2, 2, 1. Well,
or
all right.
Minor effect.
We should head back then.
You push the green back.
I paid for these putters. We are going to play mini golf.
Yeah, right. Sorry. I was trying to say, we could have a mini golf competition without it being a weird duel.
Right. Loser buys ice cream for the winners.
Oh, is that a thing you can do?
Bug pulls on Siller's outfit to pull Siller over.
Yeah.
I'm only allowed to have one frivolous purchase on my mom's credit card per week. And I just bought us 3 mini golfs. I can't buy ice cream too.
I can buy ice cream. I can buy ice cream. Besides, if we win, they're buying us ice cream.
Well, so you want to play mini golf? Sure. Yes, I already paid for the tickets. Fist holds up the fistful of putters.
A fistful of putters.
Very well. I challenge you, Dawn Commander, to miniature golf.
For and ice cream.
The loser must pay for the ice cream.
Agreed.
Very well. How do you do this?
I think there's instructions back at the shack.
The three of them wander back off toward the practice green, which is the impetus the Modern Family needs to run the heck away.
Sensible of them.
I was afraid I was going to have to animate one of these giant fiberglass sculptures here to, you know, do battle or something.
Does that sculpture look kind of beat up? They need to take better care of their sculptures.
I mean, well, it's mini golf. A lot of people don't respect the property very well, and there's very little supervision.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right,
smash cut
okay.
To Kragar, on its back, on a couch, in a very well-appointed, very large therapist's room. So what I'm hearing is that you feel like a pawn in somebody else's game. And that all you really want to do is level cities in peace. Cut back to...
It's funnier because that was an episode 0 that was not recorded.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it so much better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love Kragar.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in next time for Kragar School of City Destruction.
Yes. You have... teed up at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hole 6. The target number here is 6. From across the mini golf course, you say, you hear, huzzah, I have placed the ball in the hole. You're supposed to use the putter to do it. What fun is that?
Oh,
it's the challenge of it.
But it is not a success. Why make yourself work harder?
Because the reward
because
feels better.
Because that's what makes it fun.
Beating harder challenges releases more dopamine into your system and therefore makes you enjoy it more.
And you might learn something!
Like how to hit a ball with a long stick made of metal.
Did you say you're releasing chemicals into my system? It's something your brain does naturally. Don't worry about it.
It's basic biology they teach it to you in elementary school.
But if you don't make your own dopamine, store-bought is fine.
This is also true, but see a licensed therapist before you worry about that. Self-medication can lead to problems.
Legal prescriptions only.
three blocks away, someone's going, "This is a Wendy's." No, that conversation is not happening here. They're just shouting very loud.
It just opened too. We haven't even taken down the for sale sign yet.
Oh no.
Right.
For the record, I have had a "this is a Wendy's" conversation, and it was in a Wendy's.
Oh no.
Yes. I have not entered that Wendy's since.
Oh no. Right. Right. Okay, so who's starting this next one? Let's see. What's the usual? 1, 2. Looks like a par 3 to me.
Depends on air velocity.
Oh yes, you have just hit the par 3s.
And a wiffle ball in a par 3.
Oh no, that scans. Bug, no.
This one does go downhill in addition to having the sort of, I want to call it a rinky-dink, because
it builds up momentum. Oh no.
Yes, there's a little ramp that gets you onto the path to the next hole.
Oh boy. Okay, who wants to go first on this one?
I went first last time. Granted, it was because you were involved in conversation.
Well, yeah. Fly girl?
Sure.
I mean, are those the right pronouns? I forget.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
Oof.
Ow.
That's a 5 on the die.
Okay. It takes you, let's say, 5 shots. This is where the difficulty starts actually getting difficult.
I'm trying so hard not to hit this ball out of the park.
And you got so far.
You're doing great. In the end,
we'll all get ice cream anyway.
Right. One way or another, we're getting ice cream. So I'm going to use my casing the joint skill to calculate all of the best angles and whatnot to see if I can make that eased by one or whatever the term is. So that counts as an asset or an easement or something?
Yeah.
Okay, using...
Yeah, eased.
Okay, it's eased by... So by... And then I'm going to do...
meant you could drive over someone else's property.
And that's not going to help anyway. Do I have any character points?
You should.
Yes. Yes, I will in fact spend 1 character point to reroll that.
You mean XP?
I will take the 2.
You know, I think we had that exact thing in the reverse.
Yes.
Yes, we did. A 2 and then a 1. I will take it. Can I take the 2?
Yes, you can take the 2.
I'll take the 2.
My score. All right, it also takes you 5 shots. This is because the hole is on a slant, it's really hard to get exactly the right angle.
Boom, 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 boom. Get in there, you little wiffle ball. Right, okay.
You've got this, Bug. Leaf on the wind. You are one with the course. The course is with you. You can do this. You can do this.
You can do this.
You can.
You can do this.
16. I did it. Yay! Good going.
That's a 16
that
on the die.
Actually is a hole in one.
Bing bong boop.
Who's in the lead? Bug's in the lead.
See, you're not going to have to buy your own ice cream anyway.
I can't buy my own ice cream anyway. I already told you. It's my mom's credit card. 1 purchase per week.
From across the course, you hear, "Why would they have the water there if you're not supposed to go into it?"
You know.
Okay. I got to look over and see if.
I was a little worried for Dawn Commander about our chances because I believe it's mostly her score versus his score. But now I'm not as worried.
I want to know.
You can't actually see that big rock is in the way from where you are.
But
you can
drift upwards.
You can just see them walking to the path to the next hole. They are currently approaching hole 2. And Atar is both floating off the ground and dripping.
Soggy. So is he wet?
He is wet up to about his mid-calf.
He had to go wading into the pool. Excellent.
You're not supposed to put the balls in the water. There's a sign and everything. Why are we better at following the rules than the good guys?
Because they this one obviously thinks that being a good guy means that he's exempt from actually knowing what the rules are because he's, quote, good, unquote.
Also because you have been explicitly told, don't cause havoc if you're not getting class credit for it.
Right. Also, I had this weird dream, and there was a whole bunch of havoc in it, and it was annoying. So let's try it without the havoc.
Havoc
right?
Too.
Right.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. So, Bug, you got the hole-in-one. Now it's your turn. Maybe some of this luck will rub off on us.
Well, it's a good thing that the rules don't really matter for mini golf for who goes first, I guess. Because I think I went for... I'm just going to hit the ball.
Yeah. That looks like it could be a par one, but there must be a bunch of wobbles in the AstroTurf or something.
I am one...
Yeah, there are... Ball. There is a general downhill slope, and also there are a bunch of wobbles in the AstroTurf. And there is a level way to approach it, but it involves going around that little pond.
I will wobble, but I will not fall down until I get to the cup, in which case that's how the game is played. You're supposed to fall down there.
The ball's supposed to fall down there.
That's a 14.
14, not bad. Which hole is this, 7?
Let's see.
Yeah, if only I'll say someone you get had there written numbers on them. I'm sorry, what was that?
7, yes. If you the practice one is 0.
Well, I keep forgetting to pull up the actual mini golf map on which this is based, which has the numbers on it.
I love everything about this. I just need to know how many strokes that was.
2.
Okay.
Fly girl, you want to take second on this one?
Sure.
Go for it. I'm still keeping the point.
Bug is on top of this bridge looking for fish.
Ooh. Ooh. 7.
That will get in 3 shots.
Well, that's better than 5.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would like to once again ease it or whatever with casing the joint first.
Okay.
That's a nat 20.
How's 20? Boom. Yes. Pause. Louder. Yes! Hole in one! I'm trying to demoralize
from across,
the group.
from across the course, you hear, ooh, hole in one, buddies.
Was that
high this? Five? That's this, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. I recognize in character voices.
Siller likes this. High five!
This is really trying to be the like dark, brooding Batman-style anti-hero.
I feel like Siller is the somewhat broody, shadowy, mysterious, ultra cool person until they forget to be shadowy and mysterious and ultra cool, at which point it's like, yeah, this is mini golf, sure. Why not? This is funny.
Until they see one of the prizes that is a plushie.
It's so fluffy, I'm gonna die.
Yeah. So, the current score, for those of you keeping track, like I am, Bug 13, Siller 13, Dawn Commander 15. We're not using GURPS rules, are we?
I think we want to roll low. Well, we want the scores to be low.
Yes, that's what makes it funny, because it's mini golf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any fish that can survive in this particular body of water.
I mean, probably not. It's probably had people like throwing coins in it and trash and balls.
This filter seems to be completely... Hey.
Oh no.
Yes, Atara has floated across the course toward you.
Was there a little ball that came over first?
No.
Oh.
How are you doing?
We're all fine here. Sorry.
The course gets a little bit harder after you get past the fifth hole, so good luck.
Well, I shall surely defeat you because after 2 holes I have achieved the mighty score of 8.
It's going to get much more difficult later on.
I am up to any challenge.
Then go back to yours.
If you want some advice, don't hit the ball really hard. You'll think that gets it to the hole faster. But it'll actually end up bouncing and not go into the hole. Learn from my failure. And based on the fact
you that... You are wise, evil one.
I'm a little uncomfortable with that moniker, but also it looks like you have also encountered that same problem based on the fact that you are dripping over the course right now.
Ah, yes. Well...
I'm sorry.
I should go see if Glister is done with their turn.
Real quick, I'm sorry if this is culturally insensitive, but are you from around here? Or because there seems to be a lot of norms that you are not necessarily aware of.
I am the reincarnation of an ancient Canaanite deity. Okay, I am told I forgot all of my civilian life after the accident.
That explains a lot, and I'm very sorry to hear that.
My condolences to your family.
On the other hand, do you remember ice cream? Have you had it since the accident?
Yes, they served it to me in the cafeteria. It was very cold.
Ah.
Brain freeze.
Well, yeah, small bites. It's like playing mini golf. Small putts.
As it turns out, I am not immune to cold.
I'll keep that in mind.
I shall leave you to your putting.
Have fun.
Have fun. Jinx, you owe me an ice cream.
Okay. So, Fly Girl, I've been walking along the edge here, so I've been scoping out this green. And here's all the little hidden dips and bumps and stuff in it, okay? I'm going to point them out to you.
Okay.
I'm doing my best to use the casing the joint stuff to try to help Suzanne to get a better score this time.
Okay.
I am, in fact, trying to use my skills to aid someone else.
Oh.
Wait, you have left. Oh.
They moved on to the next one without you.
Yes. Okay. Well, Seller, go ahead and actually
case the joint.
Case the joint against a target number of 9. Difficulty 3.
Difficulty 3. Thank you. No, I don't think I will. Obviously, I'm explaining this in terminology that is terrible.
You came real close, though. Don Commander, you can almost see what Siller's talking about.
Well, I'm going to try my best anyway.
Yeah, you do that. You just. Yeah.
That's a 16.
And I spent the level of effort, and it's eased by 2 steps, which means.
Okay. That is easily a hole in one.
Woo!
Siller thinks that their explanation actually helped. Poor Siller.
It did.
Hole in one, buddies.
How many strokes did it take for Siller?
Hasn't done yet.
Oh. I was looking at your casing the joint roll. Never mind.
Yep.
I was like, I don't remember them saying how many strokes it was. Oh, that's why.
You want to go next or shall I?
You can go.
Okay.
I will learn from the expert who has cased the joint. What an odd turn of phrase. There's no boxes here.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. 13.
And nothing bends.
That is a 3-shot hole for you, Siller.
Okay. I'll let Bug keep score. That's putting it at 6.
That's a 10.
Yes. Also a 3-shot hole for you.
Fun fact, we are tied. 3-way tie.
Sure.
I am emotionally invested in superhero teenagers playing mini golf. Well, supervillain teenagers playing
mini golf. This is excellent, yes.
In a 1-shot.
This is excellent, yes. Okay, next up.
Atar, how did you... There isn't even water on this hole. How did... Never mind.
Obviously, must have splashed in the lake or something heading back. My only
worry at this point is if they'll remember that last rule I said about mini golf.
Which one?
Well, remember, you hit the ball into a bunch of holes, avoid the hazards, and lie about the score.
Don't think they heard you say that. We know about it.
Also, I'm really bad at lying, because I always forget what the lie was. So, I usually don't do that.
Well, if we get a good enough score, we won't have to lie about it. Besides, we only worry about lying about it after.
I'm going to not worry about lying about it, because if I don't lie, I don't have to worry about lying.
There is that. Solar's walking along. I love how,
as you case the joint, you are literally moving your character along the little concrete rock border of the green.
Yes.
Well, of course. That's how you gotta case this joint. Walking on it would be... No. I mean, that you'd be walking on the thing. You gotta walk along the border here.
Bug decides to help by pulling out one of his tools, which is a little level, setting it down to random places and looking at the little bubble of air to see which way it goes, nodding and taking notes. These notes do not make sense to anyone. You might think they make sense to Bug. I did not say that.
Okay, Bug, go for it. You're standing where I want to try to hit the ball from.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Bug moves 10 feet away and drops the ball.
What? Oh, no, okay, if you want to aim from it from there. No, I mean, it's figured just you could just go first.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood.
Go wherever.
Bug will hit the ball from wherever you're standing.
Yeah, go from wherever you want it to, yeah. Nice.
Bug 18. Hit the ball too hard and accidentally got it in.
Boing! Ping pong!
I'm going to say this ball goes everywhere that Siller was planning on avoiding.
Oh,
but it
no.
comes from a different angle.
Oh, wow.
From yeah. Siller's direction, from where Siller wanted to start, this would have been bad. However, we're later... Ellie has drawn a wonderful zigzag that has some backtracking. Yes. How we're at a high enough difficulty that I'm not 100% sure an 18 is a hole-in-one.
It is, but just barely.
Nice going, Bug. Okay.
Remember, still you going are for one the with the course, and the course is with you.
Of course it is.
Of course.
Okay, so how much effort do I have to spend to spend some effort on this thing? Is it speed?
It's speed.
Okay.
And you have to... Yes.
Hmm? How many?
You spend 3 from your speed pool.
Okay. Pool speed, yes. Wow, I can't figure out how to spend it without actually just making it on the... Okay,
well, if you're using
effort,
the
there it is.
Roll.
One level of effort, there we go, okay.
And it should take a chunk out for you if you're using the attack thing.
And I'd like to have done the... Do I need to roll for...
Add an asset.
Hmm? One asset?
Add an asset, yeah.
Okay.
If you're helping somebody else, I'm going to ask you to roll.
What the criff? Let's see if I can do that again. I will, in fact, spend the XP to do that again because. Okay, finally, I didn't get another one. A 14. Griffing 2.
Where did I go?
You're over by the bridge.
Oh.
Float. Okay, so how many strokes does the 14 on this par whatever?
This is a... Oh, this is whole 9. So it's still a par 3, but you get it in 2.
Woo!
You're at 18.
Okay.
Your score can vote.
Dun, dun, dun. I will, in fact, try to explain things again, and I'm going to actually spend a little effort to explain it for Dawn Commander, for Suzanne. There. This is much more understandable about all of the weird stuff on the course and what the ball is likely to do.
Yes, Dawn Commander, your next stroke is eased by 1.
All right. Let's see. And I am going to also spend a level of effort again.
Okay.
And I'm going to need easing it by 3 steps because that's a 4 on the die.
You can spend an XP to reroll if you'd like.
Nah.
Okay. You still get it in 3.
Oh, good.
Strolling along the concrete edge. Bounce.
So
bounce
the score
over there.
Is now Dawn Commander 19, Siller 18, Bug 17.
This thing looks really the worst for wear, you know?
Bug is...
I wonder what happened.
Almost vibrating, because Bug has looked ahead and seen that not this hole, But the next one is made to look like a satellite with solar panels that are rotating, as if somebody had taken the stereotypical windmill seen at every mini golf and painted it, but not made any structural changes to the fact that it was a windmill.
Oh.
Now, there's a blinking light on top.
It may be repurposed from a lighthouse model often frequently seen at mini golf places. But yes.
Entirely possible.
But this one is blue, okay. So it's different.
Okay. Somebody else go first. I'm going to walk along the edge here and not fall in the water. Unless I bounce this thing up wrong.
The question is, do you narrowly miss getting hit by Bug's attempt? I am not using XP to reroll that 3.
Okay.
This is funnier.
Mm-hmm. You're so busy looking at the one beyond this one that, yeah.
Bug attempts to do this quickly, and therefore does not take his own advice about doing small putts and not hitting it too hard.
And tragically, it takes you 4 shots to get in.
Windmill, 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 windmill.
Whatever you do, just remember they're coming through after we are. You want to go
I'm
next?
I'm not doing anything. I just want to see how it works.
I am, in fact, going to tinker with the windmill.
Okay.
You want to go next? You want me to go next? That's to Dawn Commander, DC. It's sad. Everyone keeps calling you Dawn.
Oh, like the dish soap?
No, like the Dawn of the Reign of Terror. Yeah, of supervillain Dawn Commander.
It's okay.
Sorry. Sorry, Fly
Girl. My mom just buys store brand.
I'm sorry, I just saw a store brand Reign of Terror. Yeah, it's all kind of generic terror.
I think there's this company that sells that. It's called Acme.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about them. I don't buy from them. You want to do the next round here, or you want me to go first so you can see where the ball does things?
I'll go ahead.
Okay. So close. The 8.
That will get in 3.
Well, that's not too bad.
At least you haven't wandered into the water trap.
Yeah.
This is another downhill slope one, and the water that you see actually flows underneath the top of the top of the ramp.
Well, I'm going to have to live with that, therefore.
Okay. Yeah, it takes you, let's say, 4 shots.
Bleh.
Don Camille... Commander and Siller are tied at 22. Bug has 21 and is also tinkering with the windmill. Not trying to booby trap it or anything. Literally attempting to give it a tune-up so it runs better. You don't hear the creaking sound anymore from the motor not being oiled in perhaps far too long. This is a relative statement, by the way. They might oil it every day. Bug has a different opinion on maintenance.
Bug,
give it a nice smooth rotation. You know,
you round
it's gonna
there
last
so-
longer.
Oh, oh, there you are. There you are. There you are.
Oh, hi.
Bug is now like there are definite finger marks of grease on Bug's face where he went to wipe something out of the way.
Right. You got a handkerchief or something?
Yeah, right here. Bug will pull out a handkerchief that is black.
When was the last time you washed that?
My mom does laundry every week. Bug will wipe his hands on the handkerchief. They appear to be greasier now. Puts the handkerchief away. Anyway, I think I fixed the windmill.
It does seem to be running better.
Okay.
For the listeners at home, because of how I made Bug, Bug has an ability called Tinker, which he can do for free. He can use it to make a device do something different from its original purpose. That's not what he's done here.
I have great fear. Okay.
It is now, I would argue, 21% less likely to explode.
Less likely.
It was likely before?
No.
And now it's less likely.
Remember prop stat. Reducing the percentage of something doesn't mean that it was at 100% at the start.
Yeah, yeah, okay, no, true.
It's less of that and more that you needed to do that.
Oh, no, I didn't need to do that at all.
You just wanted to.
You see?
Okay.
She gets me.
Yeah. Right. Have you done your putt-putt yet?
Oh, no, I was waiting for you.
Thanks. I want to see what happens when you go putting next to that thing.
When I do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, for the record, Bug has not attempted to alter the windmill in a way that makes it be easier for Bug. Other than...
Nevertheless, Scylla does not necessarily trust this.
Perhaps the blades are moving at a regular rotation now and not a halting one, which they may or may not have been doing before, depending on mm-hmm. how keen your eye is. The average person probably wouldn't have noticed a thing. Although the average person was probably Marvin. So that is a 12.
Okay. I'm going to err on the side of you come close to needing 3 shots for this, but you get it in on the second. It just tips in.
Woohoo!
It doesn't quite go where you thought it was going to when it comes out of the windmill.
Well, that's part of the fun of the windmill.
Okay. Want me to go first and see if I can figure anything out for you for your turn, Fly Girl?
Sure.
Okay. I was, in fact, trying to watch carefully and case the joint, so... Does that count as an asset or an ease? Or do they just do the same thing?
They basically do the same thing.
Okay.
You can only have 2 assets on a given roll.
Mm.
All right.
Got a 13. With
a 13, you get it in 2.
Okay. It is not doing weird things like I was afraid it might.
If Dawn Commander gets a hole in 1, Bug and Dawn Commander will be tied.
Well, then I really gotta try. Eased again?
Yes.
Don't feel bad if you don't get a hole in 1. It's a hard one. That is a 14.
It is. Like Bug's shot, it is so close to being a hole in 1 you can taste it, but it isn't quite.
Darn.
Bug will not let it go to his abnormally large head that he is currently winning.
1, 2. This looks like a par 3 or 4.
I'm getting downhill vibes again.
This is the first par 4.
I don't know what that means.
There's people jumping around from ledge to ledge here.
It means on average. The average player take 4 shots to get it in.
Mm-hmm. They expect that it's going to take that much for a actual, real, decent golfer, I guess.
That makes sense.
Okay. I'm a caseless joint, which probably means I'm not going first unless everyone's waiting for a Siller to step along the rock wall and frown at all of the lumps and bumps and whatnot.
What you're doing is mostly helping Dawn Commander, so Bug's going first to buy time.
Okay.
And that's a 9. A noble sacrifice. Okay.
You make it in the par 4 shots.
I'm going to try to use casing the joint to help Dawn Commander here. And I don't have enough int to keep.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
Wow. Yep.
This explanation makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Oh, so I was supposed to do that. That's very different from what I did.
Yeah, well, watching you do it helped, okay?
Bug
watching you do it helped.
When Bug beams, you notice that there is apparently some engine grease on his teeth. He does not appear to have noticed.
Stiller makes a note to start carrying a lot of, like, tissues and paper towels.
Indeed.
Okay.
Stiller, Dawn Commander, who would like to go first?
No, I just did all the explanation, so while the explanation is fresh in Dawn Commander's mind, I nominate Stiller to go last.
Okay. I get an asset for that, so I am going...
Major effect, hopefully a hole in 1. Oh, well, an 18!
You have absolutely no trouble getting the ball in a single shot.
Ha! Whoa!
Nice!
Dawn Commander, high five, Siller.
High five! Okay, let's see if I can do this for myself.
I hear the sounds of jubilation. Evil must be a... Shut up, Atar.
That's a 7.
Obviously, seven. They distracted me while I was busy lining up my putt. I blame Starface. Siller blames Starface.
What was that you said, Ellie?
You still get it in two.
So we've had a bit of a reversal. It's still anyone's game. Bugs at 27. Siller is at 26. Dawn Commander, controller of dish soap, has 25.
No.
25? Why? We have the same score.
Oh, no.
Atar is 4 holes behind you.
Okay, so as long as you can stay par, we probably have this. The Bubble Battle Master? What?
Dawn dish soap.
Oh, no. It took me a moment. Okay. While Bug is going, I am going to be casing the joint and trying to explain it to... with a 17, explaining it to Fly Girl.
Okay.
That's an 8. I've used up my good rolls.
Uh-huh. We're stealing them now, apparently.
Okay. Bug. Sorry, I have to do math in my head.
Eek. The worst.
I was told there would be no math.
You don't have to do it. You get it in the par 4 shots.
I was told there'd be no math, said the person who's keeping everyone's score.
Yes.
Okay. My turn here. I'm not going to do this one. I case the joint pretty well. A mere 10.
Ooh, goldfish. There's goldfish. I think they're supposed to be koi.
There are koi in that pond.
Oh.
Which, actually, it's more of a... This is the base of a... This is the pond at the bottom of a river that runs over to the southwest and originates up south of hole 15.
They're cute.
Siller, that's a 3 strokes for you.
Okay. Your turn, Fly Girl. Don't forget to do the... Remember how I explained all of it.
Right.
And watch out for this lump here. You can barely see it.
Okay.
Bug is going to use one of the little fish food dispensers that they have for a quarter to get a handful of fish food and start tossing it at the koi.
19.
That's another hole in one for Dawn Commander. Ah,
excellent.
The
banked off the wall of the little pond in the hole, which is not something it was obvious you could do.
Bug 31, Siller 29, Dawn Commander 26.
I hope they don't wind up punching the I hope Starface doesn't wind up punching the device.
By the way, when Bug is reading out the scores and my voice goes deep to say Dawn Commander, Bug's voice goes deep also.
Or at least tries to.
Dawn Commander.
I have some questions. And I'm not sure I want them answered.
There's probably one of those voice changers involved.
No, a drama class has us working on character voices as a homework assignment.
Oh, right.
I was thinking this could be an alter ego.
Maybe you should just make a voice changer device, you know?
I am not a bug. I have the ability to pay attention for long periods of time and have no interest in machines.
What do you think?
Maybe, but might could use some work. Okay.
I'm still working around.
Okay, let's scout out the thing while somebody else is going.
That is a 15.
Nice.
Okay. You managed to get it in two.
Let's see if I can describe this place enough. Oh, hello.
Yes, you can.
That's a nat 20 again.
Natural 20.
All you your nat 20s are being used to provide an asset.
Yes, apparently. You have an asset, Dawn Commander. Go for it.
All right. 19.
A 19.
Another easy hole-in-one.
Whoa! Excellent. Dawn Commander briefly scoops Scylla up to spin them around in exuberance.
This is possibly throwing off Scylla's...
Scylla is so dizzy. Whoa. That it takes you the full five. It takes you a full five shots to get the ball in.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. After all, you're the one who's technically our lead competitor here.
It's a good thing. It is such a good thing that Scylla's the one providing all the help, because if it was Bug providing all the help, that exuberant spin would have changed the color scheme of Dawn Commander's uniform.
Ah, let's not.
Zoopies!
I mean, oil stains aren't hard to get out, right?
And it's magical. Or, well, no, Dawn Commander isn't in the magical outfit, so... Okay!
This hole looks very, very Next, short.
That means there's probably all kinds of hidden bumps and lumps in it.
I don't That's see true. Any. I don't know what could possibly go wrong.
That's
a 9.
That could go wrong. That's a 7. My attempt to describe this one is apparently... I've got a lot... I can't really parse some of these bumps and lumps and
Scylla, this hole is possibly non-Euclidean.
Yeah. I'm not quite... What the heck is that even doing? I don't know what that corner's doing, and I don't like it.
Actually, the problem is that this hole goes uphill over the river and then back Ooh. Downhill.
And oh, none of yuck, us has noticed this. At least the first two of us haven't noticed it. There's a trick in the coloration. It's the opposite of trompe l'oeil.
Yes.
Nevertheless, when Scylla gives a shot...
Nevertheless, that's a nat 20.
Obviously, I decided to try to hit the thing all the way just over it without worrying about the non-Euclidean bit.
Yes. You launch the ball off the hill. It goes tink off the wall at the far side and rolls casually into the hole.
It doesn't keep its distance, though.
It didn't. It's not flying casual. It's rolling casual. Okay, so,
Five for I Bug, guess... one for Scylla.
Mm-hmm. Five for Bug. Do it however you feel comfy doing it, Fly Girl.
This is the first par 5. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do it.
I was not able to describe this one well, but 11.
This is a frustrating hole. And you're still concerned about Scylla being dizzy on that last hole. So it does take you the full 5 to get there.
Oh, well.
Pat Suzanne on the shoulder, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I may have screwed up the math, but... This is Bug we're talking about here. 38, 35, 32. Bug, Scylla, Dawn Commander.
These are all, I should say, still excellent scores.
It's perfectly cromulent.
We've got competition. Not just us.
It's competition, they're catching up. But this is mini golf. And therefore, by all the research that I've been able to do between holes, is 100% meant to be friendly and the most non-competitive competitiveness you can possibly have, outside of bocce ball, which I don't know what that is. When I looked it up, people said it was like lawn darts, but not deadly.
Velcro's probably involved.
I'll have to do further research.
Bug attempted to put a backspin on the ball to make it go around the curve without actually hitting the wall. That's what Bug attempted to do. Bug rolled a 7.
An
Bug
attempt
may have
was
put
made.
A backspin on the ball, but it did not work according to what it should have done. Or rather, it did exactly what physics said it should do.
Oops.
Oh, no.
Nobody's logged in for 2 hours.
Oh? Oh, no. Quick.
Oh, no. Server closed.
I briefly... But I've been moving around on it.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it's whatever script that the host has going. Server is currently stopping, so I cannot even boot it back up right now. Let's pause here while we let this finish. And we're back. And we're back.
And we're back.
I've been here the whole time.
Yes, but the server hasn't.
Along with my new friend, Sam. Is Sam in the room with you right now? He's been here the whole time. Where is Sam? Behind the podium?
Is it a podium or a lectern?
Yes.
Hmm.
Anyway,
Bug, it's going to take you 6 strokes to get to the end of this hole.
Who's doing 6 strokes? Me.
You.
Let's see if anyone rolled a 7. That. Yep.
This one is also impossible to explain if you aren't occasionally lapsing into a little bit of chirping sounds.
You rolled a 3. You could explain this if everyone here understands binary.
Well, you think I mean,
the bug would be able to. Nope.
You would think. Nope. Well, it might not be binary. It might be chirp. Somebody did experiment unwisely with magpie DNA. They thought they were getting kitty cat DNA. Oh, well.
Is that why you collect Chinese now?
Look, cats are also known for collecting things and storing them under the couch.
Yes, but they're usually like dead mice.
Sometimes they're shiny and make jingling noises. And the fact that Siller prefers to sleep in one of those giant beanbag beds now is curled up in the middle, has nothing to do with anything and nothing to do with anything at all. And fine, they can't explain this. They're just going to try to demonstrate with a 15.
Okay. With a 15, you do manage to make it in just under par. So this is a 4-stroke hole for you. Yeah, this is there are waves in the turf, and it's really hard to describe to someone who hasn't seen it in the way that you have seen it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it's Suzanne's turn on this one now. Am I right? Or
yes.
Okay.
Am I in the wrong spot?
No, you're in the right spot.
Okay. It's just your turn to roll.
That's a 16. 16 on the die.
Nice.
All right. Damage inflicted, 11 points.
There is a trench going through all the waves.
Yes. This one takes you 3 shots.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Okay.
All right. For this one, Bug is going to do something that some of my characters would believe to be distasteful.
You're spending effort.
I'm spending effort.
That makes sense. This is hole 17. There are this hole does have an upward incline. There are several hills, each of which goes up a little higher. And then at the top, the hole is also at the top of one of those like semi-cone hills.
Also, I have 9 speed total and no edge in speed. So, pulling out the stops at the end, rolling a 4.
Oh, no.
I mean, that was eased by 3 because light weapon and power boost and effort.
Effort.
So, technically, that beats difficulty.
It's not as bad as it could have been.
That beats difficulty 4.
It does. It does take you 6 strokes to get the ball in this one.
Big round, 5-0.
It would have taken more if you hadn't put the effort in.
Such is life.
Okay, let's see if I can describe this one in anything that is not chirp.
It's a 14 on the die.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that'll give an asset to Dawn Commander.
Go for it.
All right.
That is a 3.
Would you like to spend an XP to reroll that?
No, this is funnier.
Okay.
Ellie didn't know when she said that all those years prior that we'd still be saying it in the year of our Lord 2025.
Okay.
I am afraid that even with Siller's excellent explanation, that still takes you 8 strokes to get to the top.
Well, Siller's excellent explanation results in 19 for Siller on the actual, you know.
No, you're not understanding what I said. You have to hit the ball like this.
That's pretty good. You get it to the base of the little hill that the hole is on, and then you just have to tap it up. So that's two strokes for Siller.
Wave cheerily at the other group who I see are potentially catching up.
So with two holes remaining and a commanding view of the koi pond, we have me at a 50, and Siller at 41, and Dawn Commander at 43.
Why do you say my name like that?
Because it sounds cool.
Oh, okay.
If I had my voice changer, I'd be adding a reverb when I say it. If I managed that, well, that'd be really cool. It would sound like, kind of like...
Inspiration!
But that's really hard to do.
Okay, I'm scoping this out. Good, Bug, I want to watch you throw your ball in there and let's see how that works. See if we
spending another level of effort. A lot of English on that. That's a 7. So that would normally be difficulty 2, but this would be difficulty 5 because of all of the things that I've spent.
Okay. This is, naturally, the hardest hole on the course. It is all uphill with several those flat places. It's like a tiered hill. And then the slope up to the hole doesn't stop until the hole. So if you don't get it into the hole, it goes all the way back down.
Oh.
With a 7, which,
modified to be a 15.
As you say, beats a difficulty 5.
How many times
still
does it come
takes
back
you
to me?
6 strokes.
It's all coming back to me now. It's all coming back to me now. The fifth time I say it's all coming back to me now, even I'm getting tired of it, but I'm committing to the bit.
Okay, let's see if we can explain this one in a comprehensible fashion. How's a 17? Okay,
17 will do it.
Okay, there's explaining it to Fly Girl.
All right.
Batter up.
And I will spend some effort on this.
Oof.
Ah. Well, at least it's eased by 3 steps.
Yes, yeah, so that 3 beats difficulty 4. Which sounds like they're very close together if you don't think about the rules for Cypher System.
I'm afraid this is going to take you 8 strokes.
That's
unless
fair.
You'd like to spend XP.
No, this is fair.
Okay.
Do you think I could hit it better if I turned upside down?
I don't know.
I think that would be more awkward.
Because at this point, I don't think it would make it worse.
It's
oh, no, no, it would make it worse.
Like that.
All right. Right side up this time.
The number of times I've tinkered with something saying, well, it's already broken. I can't really break it more. I don't want to finish that thought.
Siller is going to say very loudly so that it will carry, batter up.
5.
Come on, Siller.
Okay. I think I can come. 17.
That's a 17 on the die.
All right. Eased by 2 steps. Your first shot goes awry. It does not get in, but your second shot goes right in.
Siller is hoping that the batter up will confuse when Atter finally gets here and cause him to make mistakes. This was, in fact, both amusing and potential sabotage. They're hoping. They're hoping.
It is my understanding that this is the most important hole, the ball return.
Yes, this is the ball return.
So what do the various holes indicate?
Prizes.
What's the best prize?
A spider ring.
This is not actually the best prize. It's just what Bug thinks the best prize is.
I swear I think
agrees.
I think I saw a spider ring on the floor in my room.
Someone has stepped on it. These are pristine.
I don't even know where it came from.
The two to the side have a lower slope and only a single hole. The one in the center has 5 holes in a sort of parabola going along it. And the two near the bottom give the same level of prize as the ones on the sides. The two middle ones give a slightly higher tier, and the one at the top gives the grand prize. It is not said what the grand prize is.
So, for Bug, he's going for the center lane, and I'm going to spend effort, which is going to take my speed to zero. It's actually going to take me from hail to impaired to make this roll. Which is actually going to hinder all of my rolls following this.
Oh, but no.
Considering we're getting close to 3 hours of recording time without edits.
You're going for it.
I think it's safe to say there's not going to be many rolls after this.
Indeed.
Am I metagaming? Yes.
Also, it's funny.
Also, it's the last hole. Therefore, it's not technically metagaming.
Right.
That is an 18, an 18 on the die, eased by 3. I beat difficulty 9 with that. For the listeners at home, difficulty 10 is the highest difficulty that can exist in Cypher System.
Well, which hole would you like to get it in?
Which one gets me the spider ring?
Any of them.
It bounces around and goes in any of them. Bug doesn't know if he won. Until he asked several people, did it win? Did I win?
Probably.
I'm going to go ask.
You do that.
Spider ring, it's the prize for which I sing.
I admit, I want to see if we can get the grand prize here.
Look out.
Case the joint, etc. Spend a little effort. Let's see how this goes. Spider ring. It does not. It goes terribly. Maybe. I spend zip points. And what do I roll? I roll a 3.
That's still pretty solid. It doesn't go in the gutter at the bottom.
Yay. And I did ease it a little, so, you know.
Yeah. Let's see. That's a difficulty 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you have your choice of one of the moderate prizes.
Okay. Not a spider ring. Something shiny.
The teenager has come out and is looking to see which hole you got it in.
Okay, Fly Girl. Nice.
18, and it was eased by 2.
All right.
Grand prize.
To difficulty 8. Which hole do you want to get it in?
I want to go for the grand prize if I can.
You can go for the grand prize.
Nice.
You get a
congratulations. Come around to the front and I'll give you your prizes.
All right.
Did I vault over that trash can? Yes, I did.
Oh, look, there's the Modern Family hanging out, surrounded by orange caution tape in the parking lot.
So not appearing. See Jen's character and one of the NPCs who didn't show up.
Indeed. Okay, I am going to hover like right at the corner to watch to see what Starface and the other two are going to manage.
Fist gets one of the center holes in the center.
Mm-hmm.
I want to call it a column.
Yeah.
Skee-ball.
Glister comes within a hair of getting the one at the top, and then it falls into one of the center holes.
Aw.
Atar actually does surprisingly well.
Oh, no.
But does not get the grand prize. That is reserved for Dawn Commander.
Dun, dun, dun. Hey, Starface, right. What'd you get? What's your score?
I have achieved a mighty 71.
Yes.
Well done. What did your friends get?
Oh, we were in the high 50s.
Wonderful.
I got a 51.
I have not played miniature golf before.
Did you like it?
They come over.
43.
Glister and Fist both come over to you.
Mm-hmm.
And extend their hands.
Stiller will totally shake hands with them.
So will Dawn Commander.
Mm-hmm.
Well played. Yes, this was an excellent use of our afternoon.
A lot you better. You can't tell if they're. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better than causing a lot of property damage that we get taken out of our allowances or moral equivalent thereof for the rest of the year, right?
Very true.
Also?
What are you doing shaking their hands? They're evildoers. Villains. They should be punished. They should be. And Fist walks over and sticks a finger in his face. You are the one who has been causing trouble here today. They have done nothing but play miniature golf. You are going to calm down, and you are going to go home after we have eaten our ice cream in peace, or I am going to take you by the ear to the headmaster.
I like this. We didn't even mess with the whirly windmill thing.
I saw you messing with the whirly thing.
I fixed it.
We oiled it. Yeah, it's oiled now.
And technically, I did that before any of us played through, so you got the same benefits that we did from it. Which was that it was actually working properly.
Yep.
Book says it's from like 21% less likely to explode now.
Around the corner, you hear, I was wondering what I wasn't hearing anymore.
I like this.
All right. Let's get our prizes, and then we can get ice cream.
Look, I got a spider ring.
And as the one who got the highest score, it's Starface who should technically be buying it.
The teenager comes out and hands the giant, I hadn't thought of a name for it.
Plush of unusual size.
The giant snoozar plush. To Dawn Commander. And hands out prizes to everybody else.
Nice. I want something shiny and sparkly. Yeah. That glitters in the sunlight. Glitter, 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 glitter.
My spider ring kind of sparkles.
Hey.
What are these in the eyes?
I know that we... Right, look, on the... Maybe we can still be nemesis, okay?
A nemesis? At my age? Well, I will have to think on it.
Dawn Commander does the little wave salute thing and drifts back towards her friend.
Bug wipes a tear from his eye, leaving a very large, greasy smear.
Hey, Thist, if there's a school dance, we can maybe do Nemesis dance or something sometime.
That sounds like fun.
Thumbs up.
So, do you know a place around here that has good ice cream?
I mean, they sell it here, don't they?
I would not want to get ice cream from the dispenser at Galaxy Pot.
That's probably a good idea. Okay, how about...
And you can discuss this as you walk off with Glister following behind. Behind you... Thist and, yes, Siller, you know a place.
City Planning 19.
The 19.
Atar and Thist follow at a distance, and you can just hear, I told you, I don't have my wallet. All right, you're paying me back. And that's where we're going to end it tonight. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for running.
Tonight, I was joined by Beth, Crash, and EO. My name is Ellie, and this has not been Plus Ultra. Is there anything anybody would like to plug?
EO's mom writes books, ElizabethMcCoy.com. And speaking of great books, well, great something anyway.
Speaking of websites. Well,
yeah.
There's BookofJen.net and ShatteredSoulStone.com, which are both run by Jen, who could not be here this evening. But also, there's AaronBSmith.com, which is where I put pretty much everything that relates to me. So there's AaronBSmith.com/cogwheel, which is where I put all these podcasts, like this one, the one you're listening to right now. If you didn't get it from there, you got it from somewhere else. But maybe go to AaronBSmith.com/cogwheel to get it, because no ads get put on those. You can also follow us on the Fediverse at is.AaronBSmith.com/@cogwheel. Or, in odd turn of events, not going to AaronBSmith.com, you could go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and join other illustrious patrons who are helping us keep the lights on, including Ellie, Shanshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and patron emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, I don't care if this brings him here. I am bringing that boy to my office first thing in the morning. Good night.
Good night.
And so, with the battle finally finished, they all went off to get iced cream, which I'm told was not blue. Right, so there's the story. With that, we all have an asset towards hitting things with sticks.
Good night, everybody.